FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Good morning to Mr. Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Todd Starnes, my friend, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, where we proudly promote masculinity at all times.
Well, that's good to know. And by the way, people should know that musical intro is also the theme song to my big 3-hour nationally syndicated radio program, noon to 3 Eastern. So
yeah.
We appreciate you guys giving us a tip of the hat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad we got that on there for you. That's fantastic. You know, I went on yesterday at some length about this whole Gillette commercial, and I got a little bit of pushback on social media, but that's okay. Because my point here is that I don't need to be lectured by any national corporation with the suggestion that all men are not raising their children the right way.
Well, and yes, I absolutely agree with that assessment. But beyond that, there is this idea that's really being fomented in the world of academia that there is something inherently wrong with masculinity. and that masculinity has to be cured as if it's some sort of a disease. And that really is what is at the heart of this commercial. That, and there was another component of the commercial no one's really talking about. Apparently, Gillette also has a problem with men grilling red meat. If you go back and watch the commercial, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And I saw that, like, all in a row, grilling. I guess that's a bad thing. You're not supposed to do that. I don't know.
I don't know. You gotta switch over to the kale and kumquat crowd. look, here's the issue with me. You know, P&G, Procter & Gamble, the parent company, wants to remake Men, and I think this is the problem. Do they want John Wayne kind of guys, or do they want Obama pajama boy kind of guys?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's really kind of what it gets down to. You know, a friend of mine sent me a picture earlier from what appears to be a group of cheerleaders or maybe a NASCAR event or something back in 2011. I'm going to post it up on our website at 971talk.com. It is, it's a picture of a bunch of women wearing these really tight racing outfits with Gillette across the rear end of them. And it was apparently back in 2010 or 2011. So Gillette has apparently had an awakening.
Well, you're not supposed to be looking at those pictures now. You naughty boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Speaking of things that are disgusting, we have a police officer killed, that female police officer who was gunned down in California. The woman just a few years ago had some beautiful pictures taken of herself holding a flag that was obviously meant to support, the blue line, the police officers and the law enforcement officers in America. And that picture got put up as part of her stories about her death. And there are actually people who complained about it. That's maddening to me, Todd.
Yeah, this was a student group at the University of California, Davis, who said the flag is anti-black and is racist. And they also announced that they would be calling out people who used the flag to memorialize this police officer. They also wanted to provide counseling for any black or brown student who was triggered by flashing lights or sirens or the presence of a police officer. And I contended in a column I wrote over the weekend that if you are triggered by flashing lights and sirens, you do not need a college education. You need psychiatric help.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But the other issue now, Black Lives Matter in Sacramento has gotten involved. And there's some new information coming out. They actually put out a posting calling for people to steal any black or blue Lives Matter flags, that thin blue line flag. They put out a call telling people to steal those flags if they see them. And we understand that that the official memorial for this police officer has been vandalized twice. And the local police are blaming Black Lives Matter.
Wow. I had not heard that. That's pretty amazing. You know, I'd be remiss without mentioning this. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. The March for Life is coming up this weekend in Washington, D.C. My nephew is traveling from the St. Louis area to go to D.C. I believe leaving today to go to D.C. To attend that on Saturday. And yet you've got an example on your website of people referring to unborn children as medical waste.
Yes, that's right. And I mean, it's appalling when you think about how the left views unborn babies. And this was the creator of the Daily Show, Liz Weinstein, and also a columnist for Teen Vogue, someone who's writing for teenage girls. They both echoed this idea that women, women who miscarry, it's not a baby, it's just medical waste is the phrase they used. And she went on to say that abortion is a natural part of life.
Wow. That's sick. Well, that we know what we're dealing with. They we don't ever have to worry about them trying to hide how disgusting they truly are. That's for sure.
Oh. Well, I think it really demonstrates how foul, how foul these feminist monsters can be. But also, just pay attention this weekend. You're going to have hundreds of thousands of people marching in Washington, D.C., and I want you to compare the news coverage. Take a look at how the mainstream media will ignore the crowd, but they'll embrace, a couple of thousand women wearing pink hemp.
Hats. Yes, yes.
I was trying to figure out what I was allowed to say on the radio.
Pink hats everybody gets a vision when you say the Pink Hat Brigade. They know exactly what you're talking about. Todd, have a great day.
The Mexican Manchu crowd.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Listen, hey, we always appreciate your time, Todd. Thank you.